Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I was in Gateshead last night.
Really?
And I went to see the Labour leadership debate.
Okay.
Owen Smith versus Jeremy Corbyn.
Yeah.
Very interesting. About 11 or 12,000 people there, I reckon. So I reckon Labour's probably nailed on to...
Shit, that's a turnout. Where was it? In the town hall or something?
Yeah, just in the town hall, yeah. But there was loads... They opened the doors at the back, so...
Yeah.
Like, singing. So anyway...
Are the sliding doors, Andy, or great big old oak door?
Big old oak doors.
Okay, right.
Yeah, we're sliding doors and gated. Jesus Christ. So yeah, I got there early, got down the front, and Corbyn comes on, right, does his 20 minutes at the start, all about stuff that he hates, that he thinks should go in the sea.
Yeah.
Good opener, good icebreaker, does a couple of songs, you know, then there's an interval. So I nip out for a fag while the interval's on, because I've started smoking again. Go around the back for a quiet fag, because everywhere I go these days, it's all, oh, look at him, there he is. Fellow with a fat voice off the podcast.
Yeah.
Look at him smoking. So I'm having a tab, minding my own business. Corbyn comes out the back door.
Right.
With his pipe.
Oh, he has a pipe,
he has a pipe. Kendall Shag, I think he was smoking.
One of them. Nice aroma, was
so
it?
So yeah, it was actually. Yeah, he stands next to us, lights up the pipe, and he just looks across and he went, seen you.
Really?
I says, all right. He says, seen you in there. Seen you in there.
Yeah.
Fancy yourself a bit, don't you?
Ooh.
I mean, I do.
Yeah, so no,
I said, like, well, yeah, a bit, yeah. He says, gets himself, lifts his nose up a bit, you know, getting a bit cocky. He says, what's the most number of times you've ever driven round a roundabout?
That's what he challenged you with?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I says, well, what sort of, like, mini roundabout? Motorway junction?
Good question.
You know, how many exits?
Yeah, good question.
He says, 4 exits. Not a mini, but not a full-sized town roundabout.
I instinctively know what you mean.
So I mean, I think the most I've done is probably three times around one of them. So I says three. He says, how many times do you reckon I've gone round? I mean, he's quite a cocksure fella, isn't he?
Well, he's brought it up, I'd be tempted to have said six or seven.
How many do you think? Six? I said nine.
Right.
He says nine.
Yeah.
Prick.
God, you're prick.
He says treble it, 27. 27 times around
the
roundabout. He says, yeah. He says, once you get past the first 4 or 5, if you're fast enough, other motorists can't get on. They start to notice. He says, and they stop and they watch. They don't want to get on. They just want to watch you going round and round. He says, and the pedestrians, they watch as well. It's a fucking amazing rush, he says.
Whoa.
And I'm like, wow, yeah, exactly. He says, you get locked into it. He says, it's almost sexual.
So that's his passion,
isn't it? That's what he's into. It's fucking weird, isn't it? I don't know if he was telling the truth, but it sounded convincing.
Yeah.
And then there's like a bit of an awkward silence after that, obviously, because I didn't know what to say after that.
Yeah.
He says, anyway, I'm going back in. He says, if you can guess what I've got in my pocket, you can have it. So I says, a tenner.
Yeah. I says, it's tobacco pouch.
I thought it's either going to be a pool ball or a tenner.
Right.
And it was a tenner.
Was it?
So he give us it?
He give you it?
Yeah.
So there's the two sides of Corbyn, isn't there?
Yeah.
You know, the like robotic, fixed,
monotonous,
dreary. Well, that might be a bit
granddad figure, but then
the
when
passion.
He's off the leash, 27 times around a roundabout.
Yeah, the passion in his pocket, a tenner.
Yeah, I was going to say 20, but I thought he's a man of the people.
Yeah,
he's going to have denominations of a tenner, isn't he?
So, did you like him? If you've met him, I mean, do you like him or?
I like him more now.
Yeah, now,
and I want more.
Yeah.
I want more of that. So wherever he's on next week doing another debate, I'm going to go along.
You can nip round the back for a fag.
Hopefully, yeah.
Have you seen Corbyn again this week?
I have, yeah. I've been off to another Labour leadership debate.
Are you stalking him?
No, I'm just interested in politics.
I know you are, yeah.
So this was Nottingham yesterday, the latest Labour leadership hustings. Where was they call it? I don't know what a husting is, do you?
I have no idea.
So this was Nottingham.
I know what a rustling is.
No, that's a different thing. This was Nottingham.
What's the venue? You know I like these, do you?
It was the county ground, Nottingham County's
the cricket ground.
No, the football stadium.
Oh, Notts County.
Notts County, Nottingham County.
I've never heard them called Nottingham County.
And it was...
I am the linesman for outdoors, Notts County.
Outdoors. I think they had Rihanna on there last week, so they just kept the stage up.
Yeah.
And they've had Corbyn and Smith. So I got in early, got right down the front, wearing lots of red, you know, wanting to spur the lads on. Yeah. You know, remind them of what it's all about.
A little bit more detail. You mean red tie, red top, red hat?
Red tie, red shirt, red trousers, red hat.
Did you fuck?
And some lovely lipstick.
All right, so you're down the front.
So I'm right down the front there. There's, obviously, I got recognised from this. There's people singing, you know, get your tits out, get your tits out, get your tits out for the jazz.
Yeah.
Get your tits out for the jazz, you know, and shouting, yeah, you could fry a whole box of eggs on them fun bags.
Yeah.
Not very nice, but, you know. So anyway, Corbyn comes on first, does his opening statement. He does a tight, topical 10 minutes about the Olympics, lottery funding for sport, how it's a tax on the poor, and how he's going to make Team GB compete in vest and pants, you know, in the future when he's Prime Minister.
So hold on a minute. Well. When he's Prime Minister, the British athletics team will compete in...
just white vest and grey pants.
That's not a bad idea, is it?
Keeps the funding down, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's not a bad idea.
Spread the money, the lottery money among the poor who paid for it in the first place. Then he did an acoustic version of Part of the Union, went off for the break. So I went outside for a fag because I was gasping for one. Went around the back again for a bit of privacy from, you know, from the tits out brigade. So I'm there having a tab, minding my own business. Out comes Corbyn with his pipe.
Yeah.
Quite a mild tobacco this week. Smelled like a Basma.
I don't know Basma.
No, you don't know Basma. It's a great one.
It's a great one.
Nice, quite a mellow sort of smell.
Quite
so anyway,
yeah,
I'm standing next to him, you know, looks across, he says, seen you. So I says, seen you. Should I do the voice? Should I do his voice?
I wouldn't know how he spoke, so do.
I'll try the voice. He goes, seen you in there. I say, I've seen you in there. You reckon you're the bee's knees, don't you? I mean, I do. So, fair enough.
That's nice, fair enough.
Yeah, a bit, yeah. He says, what's the fastest you've ever climbed a tree? So I'm not really sure. I'm not that comfortable with heights.
Yeah.
So I don't climb that many trees. I don't get petrified. Yeah. I get a bit unsettled.
Yeah, okay.
You know, anyway, perfectly natural. So I tell them this, and I says, not really a fan of climbing trees. He throws his head back and he says, thought that might be your Achilles heel. So what's the fastest you've ever climbed a tree then? I said, I don't know, a couple of minutes. I'm careful, you know.
Yeah.
Belt and braces. He says, I see. Ask me mine. Go on, ask me my fastest. He says, all right, what's the fastest you've ever climbed a tree? He goes, 3 seconds.
Shit.
3 fucking seconds.
Fucking seconds.
Wow, you know. And then, when I got to the top, I jumped straight off, straight down onto the grass. Stunned by this, because he's wiry.
Yeah.
He's an old fella, but he's wiry. Not an ounce of fat on him. Certainly no noticeable sign of any, like, tits on me. So I says, that's amazing, 3 seconds.
He
says, yeah, it is, isn't it? Heads back towards the door, back to the second part of his hustings. So just before he gets back inside, he turns around and he shouts, it was a bonsai tree, you fucking knob end.
Ah.
You know what I mean?
Right, I don't think he likes you,
is that the kind of man we want as our next Prime Minister?
Well, I don't know. Well, what, a man with a sense of humour?
You think that's funny?
Well, a man who'll stand up to bullies like you.
You think it's funny?
It's not, well, I mean, it wasn't that good because, like, you can't climb, bonsai's too small to climb, innit? And so 3 seconds.
Well, that's what I would have said, but he'd gone by then.
Right.
I didn't stay for the next bit, I just went home.
He should have said it was, I don't know, a little bamboo tree. I don't know. I don't know what to say, Andy.
Well, just think carefully before you vote at the next election.
Well, he's got a little strappy fella, though, isn't he?
I think it's me. Just doesn't like me.
Yeah, no, it could be you, Andy. It really, really could. Carry on. So tell me about Corbyn.
I've been to another one of his rallies this week, quite a local one down in Yarm, which is where Steve McLaren lives, I believe.
Yeah, of course, all the borough football, isn't it?
That's not really relevant. So I turned up, got down early, down the front in all my red gear, hit the toe in red, hat, shirt, tie, lipstick, all the stuff.
No, you didn't.
I did.
You didn't have lipstick on then, Mike.
Anyway, down the front, so Corbyn comes on, he does... does a tight 10 minutes about the evils of CCTV on trains.
Okay.
And how footage can be manipulated.
Right.
You know, got quite into it.
Yeah.
PowerPoint thing, but, you know, just a bit distracting, but never mind. Then the lights all went off, and we all sang Money's Too Tight to Mention.
That's
you know,
nice.
Simply Red song.
Yeah.
Now, it sounded to me like Mick Hucknall was singing it.
Yeah.
But the lights were off, so I couldn't see. I'm just assuming it was Corbyn just doing a Hucknall impression.
Yeah.
Anyway, then time for a break, so I nip round the back, get a fag, and he comes out the fire exit. Here he is, Corbyn. Stands next to me, lights up. He's got a roll up this week.
Oh, smoking shit. A roll. Not a pipe.
Not a pipe this week. So he says, seen you.
Yeah.
I says, all right. He says, seen you. Down the front. Seen you. Fancy yourself, don't you?
Right, dude.
He says, well, I do. So, you know, I says, well, a little bit, yeah. And he points at me red rosette that I've got on. He says, official rosette, is it? I says, well, I'm not sure. I've had it for ages. You know, I've not worn it at an official party event for years, though. He says, thought so. Thought as much. Thought it looked a bit weathered. I says, well, sorry. Should I get a new one? You know, is there any official ones that you set me up with? He says, well, I have a merchandising operation. I could get you one at a reduced price if you'd be interested. So I says, wow, yeah, great. Thanks. You know, if there's anything I can do in return, you know, to help with your election.
Yeah.
Let us know, because I'm becoming a serious convert.
Yeah.
To the Corbynista cause. And he says, there might be one thing you could help me with.
Oh, here it comes.
I thought, oh, aye. So he pulls his tab out of his mouth, and his bottom lip slowly parts from the top one. He reaches across and he just brushes me rosette with the back of his hand.
Oh, hey up, is this in a...
And he says... It gets lonely on the campaign trail, you know. I'm always on the road, and I start to miss Mrs. Corbyn when it's almost bedtime.
Mm.
I says, oh, I can imagine that, yeah, yeah. So he says, do you think you could possibly proffer a small kiss?
Oh, he's a kisser.
To alleviate my emotional turbulence? And I thought, well, you know, given what you and the alderman get up to. Mm. It's, you know, it's legitimised.
You're not a bad-looking fellow, I suppose.
I've started to become quite a fan over the past few weeks. I thought, you know, a little kiss is not going to hurt.
No harm in that.
So I moved my mouth slowly towards his, and I just felt my chin graze against his beard as we got closer.
Yeah.
Just as we're about to kiss, there's a bang, and I jump back. Yeah. Someone's booted the fire exit.
Shit.
And this voice goes, no! Andrew, no! Not during a democratic electoral process, Andrew! Jeremy, back inside and address your followers at once! Fuck.
Who are you saying it is?
It's the alderman.
Fuck off.
It's your alderman.
What do you mean?
I'm in Yarm, aren't I? I'm in Yarm.
Well,
it's your patch.
He wouldn't give a shit if you were having a kiss. What was it? I don't understand.
Well, I don't know. It happened.
What, you've been sniffing around the alderman?
No, I'm sniffing around Corbyn. I've got nothing... thing with the alderman.
So what happened then?
Corbyn goes back in. Don't get upset.
How right? Do, what?
Just let us explain.
Yeah.
Jesus. Right, so the alderman's still there. Corbyn's gone back in. And I'm panicking. I'm saying, sorry, look, I don't have any major involvement at constituency level. I'm not up to speed with the etiquette. It wasn't supposed to happen. And the alderman says, I can teach you all about the etiquette, Andrew. Especially as I'm not standing for office myself. And I thought, well, it's an opportunity to learn something's a good thing. That'll be wonderful. And he says, now, it looks to me as though you're in possession of a pair of lips that just thought they were about to be kissed. Come over to me, Andrew.
You didn't.
Come now.
You better not have.
And he cupped his hands around my face.
No, he never.
And just gently brushed his lips against mine.
Oh, as if I'm...
And just held them there for a couple of seconds and then pulled away. And honest Jesus, Bob.
You kissed him? You kissed him?
My entire body turned to jelly.
Oh, I'm not happy with this, Andy.
I felt as though...
It's nothing to do with you, the alderman. No, I'm off. Sorry. No, it's upset me, that.
No, but... Bob!
Have you seen your mate Corbyn this week at all?
I have, yeah. I was up in Inverness. Quite a short set. It was just some Billy Bragg songs.
Oh, you didn't do Billy Bragg songs. Just tell me if you... Come on, get on with it.
I'm trying to tell you what happened.
All right, fair enough. Sorry to interrupt.
Right. So anyway, 20-minute set. Wasn't even an interval. So afterwards, I'm round the back having a fag. He comes out, lights his pipe, looks across, and he says, seen you. Yeah. Seen you. Down the front. Tapping your foot. Think you're a bit of a mover and a groover, don't you? And, you know, I like to dance.
Yeah.
So I said, yeah, you know, yeah. He says, how many tattoos have you got? I ain't got any. I'm not really into tattoos. I think it's weird. So I just says, I ain't got any, actually, for what it's worth. He says, yeah, you look the type. Ask me my best tattoo. He says, what's your best tattoo, Jeremy Corbyn? Hammer and sickle, just above my arse. He says, do you know why it's my best? He says, not really. Because it hurt the most.
Mm.
I thought, well, that's, you know, I'm not, I don't understand tattoo culture. I don't understand why anyone would disfigure their body like that. You know, I mean, look at me, I'm a perfect specimen.
Yeah.
Why, you know, blight this canvas?
Yeah.
So he just like sneered and he went, come back when you've got yourself inked.
Right.
And not a henna one either. Oh. Real ink. And then John McDonnell, you know, the Shadow Chancellor.
Yes.
He pulled up on a motorbike. Corbyn gets in the sidecar and off they went.
Shit.
So that was that.
So he's a tats. He's got the tats is what you call them, innit?
Tats. He's inked. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they'll, you know, they'll. I imagine he's got quite flappy underarms, you know. Like, you know, I mean, his skin, I shouldn't think, is as tight as, e.g., like the Alderman's.
Bingo That's, wings, I think they call
them. That kind
they?
Of thing, but we shall see. Seen you, he says.
Seen you.
Yeah. Seen you. Oh, no, that's his. I've noticed now. That's what he says, isn't it?
Yeah, that's his thing. Maybe there's going to be a twist in the Labour leadership election.
Oh, have you
he
been to
said,
see Corbyn?
Smoothly moving into Jeremy Corbyn's story.
Oh, you've been stalking him again,
have you? I've been to his very last, what do you call it, rally?
Rally or something,
his
yeah.
last rally that he did before the votes closed this week. And it was in Oxford.
Right.
A Labour stronghold. And he started off by doing a tribute to Neil Kinnock. You remember when Neil Kinnock did that thing? We're all right!
Yeah.
We're all right!
Yeah.
He did that exactly like I just did it there in a Kinnock voice. But then he started doing the wanker sign.
Yeah.
As if to say, Kinnock's a wanker.
Who did this, Corbyn?
Corbyn, yeah.
Oh, bloody hell.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, usual stuff, you know, 12 minutes of mumbling and bumbling about.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Where are you, front row,
right,
as always?
Stuff. I'm front row. I'm wearing one of them, you know, those... skin tight body stocking things.
If you're not wearing
bright red,
why did you
with the head covered as well?
All right,
everything. I'm just a red nude,
yeah,
body,
well,
right down the front.
Is that a solidarity thing? Red for Labour.
Red for Labour. Yeah, of course.
Well, you weren't wearing it, Andy. Carry on.
I was. Anyway, after it finished, I went out the back for a smoke.
Yeah.
Cut a mouth hole in the body stocking face, obviously, and. Corbyn comes out and he's got one of them vape things like you've got.
Yeah.
Everywhere. Red smoke.
Oh, nice.
So I'm engulfed in this cloud of red smoke in me red body stock and it's pure Labour.
Yeah.
It's pure Labour. So anyway, he says, seen you.
Yeah.
Here we go. I says, all right. He says, yeah, seen you down the front. I says, that was me, yeah. He says, nice costume you've got there. Thank you very much. It's a great set of tits on you.
Ha ha, nice one, Jeremy.
Which, you know, they are, let's face it. He says, you reckon you're a bit of a darling, don't you? Which way do you swing, ladies or gents?
Right.
And I'm pretty much heterosexual.
Right,
so I said, ladies. He says, how many ladies have you done it on then? Hey, the sexual act. How many?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not completely sure because I'm, you know, 44, been around the block a couple of times. So I said about 10.
Yeah.
He says, you're a bit of a slag then, aren't you? It's a bit previous. I said, well, not really. You know, 10, 44 years. It's not that many. He says, ask me how many ladies I've done it on. I asked, how many? How many ladies have you done it on, Jeremy Corbyn? Five.
Five?
If you're really sure about that, he knows. He says, that's fewer than you, but they were all very, very beautiful ladies. Flaxen hair and appropriately fragrant in the sex areas.
All right, yeah.
Clean as well. Not like some of yours, I shouldn't wonder.
Well, that's not right.
Getting nasty, quite nasty. So there's an uncomfortable silence.
Yeah.
And he says, ask me my best one. I presume he means out of the five that he's done it with.
Yeah.
He says, all right, who was your best one then? And he's, I don't think I can say it on air, I'll have to whisper it to you.
All right.
Hang on. Margaret Thatcher.
You kidding me?
Shh. You heard what I said, didn't you?
Yeah.
That's what he said.
You kidding
me? No, honestly. And then he just moonwalked back into the door, backwards through the door. Didn't even look round.
Just left it with that.
Just moonwalked. So there you go.
Whoa.
So it's going to get
really... Do you
think
any worse of him? You know,
weirdly, I like him even more now.
You like him more for that, yeah. Have you seen Corbyn recently? Because you haven't seemed to mention him, or am I wrong? Have you not seen him?
I've just been a few days ago. I was at a private rally that he had.
Ooh, private.
After he was re-elected as Labour leader, he had a private rally for some of his core supporters, as he calls them. He came on, did a bit of a speech, and then the karaoke started.
Ah, right.
He did Simply the Best, and I Will Survive, Man, I Feel Like a Woman.
Yeah.
You know, all the standards.
Nice choice.
I got up and I did This Town Ain't Big Enough for the Both of Us, you know, Sparks.
Sparks song, yeah.
I did that one because I can get very high.
Go on then, do it now.
The story begins up for the both of us. Do, 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 do. Anything we was going to live.
That's
see,
good.
You doubted us there, didn't you?
I did
didn't think
you.
I could do it. Dick. Anyway, so I go around the back afterwards for a smoke. And he comes out with a towel around his neck.
Yeah.
I think one of his, you know, servants had given him that, like Elvis. And he's drinking a can of, do you remember Quattro?
Quattro, no, I don't
Quattro,
know that.
It was a fruity, sort of barely palatable soft drink from about 1984,
which ironically
was Labour's previous worst ever period.
Okay.
As a party. So he's drinking a can of Quattro. So I says, hey, where'd you get that from? He says, mind your own business, laddie. Oh, all right then. He says, seen you. Why? Seen you. Up on the stage, my stage, the winner's stage.
Puck.
A bit freaky. I says, yeah, that was me, you know, karaoke, free for all. You know, put my name down, the song I wanted to do, got up and did it. He says, think you're the Velvet Fog, don't you? Says he, what? He says, it was a Mel Torme reference, get over yourself. Right. So, I don't know if I forgot to mention this. I had the red body stocking on again.
Ah, right, fair enough.
And he says, very fetching costume there. So, thanks very much, yeah. You know, just showing me support there, the bright red. Labour. He says, must be quite tricky for when it comes to Chadwick time. You probably don't even know what a Chadwick is, do you, sunshine? I do, actually. Yeah, I do. It's, you know, it's the last piss of the night.
Yeah.
Before you go to sleep. She says, oh, are you familiar with the Chadwicks? Do you measure your Chadwicks? And I mean, I do. You know, me and you have in the past, haven't we?
Yeah.
So she says, yeah, of course I do, yeah. She says, oh, could be a place in the shadow cabinet for you here. What's your best? What's your best Chadwick? And my best one is... It's 13.5 grams.
Oh, you've done it in grams. Right. All right.
Well, you do it in like litres.
Fluid ounces, I used to do measure.
I thought we'd established that you weigh yourself pre-Chadwick, then you weigh yourself post-Chadwick, and you deduct the two weights.
Well, I felt it doesn't seem like a very big Chadwick, Andy, to be honest with you. 13 grams. It's...
I am as God made me.
All right, fair enough.
Anyway, so I says 13.5 grams. He says, you fucking amateur. I've known babies with heavier Chadwicks than that babies. Ask me my best one. Go on, ask me my best Chadwick. I get a bit scary at this point. So I says, what's your best Chadwick, Mr. Corbyn? 19 grams.
Mm.
That's 19 grams, that's, you know, how? How? I can only do 13 and a half. Tell me, I want to learn. He says, did you vote for me in the latest leadership election then? I says, well, I didn't actually, because I've got a thing for underdogs. You know, I knew you were going to win. He says, well, you'll never know then, laddie. You'll never know. Mm. So then John McDonnell turns up.
Yeah.
In his 1982 larder.
Yeah.
And I think he'd had the exhaust sawn off or something, so it made another noise. Corbyn jumps in and off they go.
Fuck off, yeah.
And I look at the ground. I look down at the ground and there's a pool of liquid. Where he's been standing.
Really?
Yeah.
Steaming? I mean, what are you saying?
Chadwick, wasn't it?
Oh, he'd left you. Dropped a Chad.
He'd let one out.
Dropped a Chadwick in your presence.
Active aggression, that.
Mm.
So there we go. I don't know where we go from there.
Interesting, Andy. Quite a sinister fella, but, you know, I know you like him, but...
Oh, I think he's brilliant.
Yeah.
You know, he's not for everyone.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
I've been at the cinema earlier today.
Good for you. What are you going to say?
I went to see that new one, that new miserable one, that I am Daniel Craig.
I'm Daniel Blake.
Daniel Blake, sorry. Yeah,
Daniel Blake, yeah, the socialist one, yeah?
The socialist movie, yeah, I went to see that. It was pretty miserable, pretty depressing. And afterwards, I was a bit peckish, so I nipped into Nando's.
Oh, right.
Just around the corner from the cinema. Thought I'd have a chicken burger or something, so I walks in, and then sitting in one of the booths at the side,
yeah,
on his own, guess who?
What? I don't know, Andy. Yeah.
Jeremy Corbyn.
Oh, the Corbyn, wow.
Jeremy Corbyn in Nando's.
So he'd been to see the socialist film, I suppose.
Well, that's what I thought and all. And I says, hiya, Jezza. You been to see Daniel Blake then? He says, no. No, it's my day off. I've been to see Jack Reacher, Never Go Back. Well, you know, right. He's entitled, though. You know, it can't be Daniel Blake 7 days a week, can it? So I says, well, quite surprised to see you in here, Jeremy. Nando's, you know, global restaurant chain, scale sort of fast food place. He says, do your fucking research. I think you'll find that Nando's is a Cuban collective that has spread across the globe, proving that capitalism can be ethical and finger-licking tasty.
Ooh.
Ooh, exactly.
Thought that through, hadn't he?
Lecture there. I didn't realise that was what Nando's was. I thought it was just like, you know, posh McDonald's. And on his plate in front of him, there's a load of chicken bones, which was another surprise.
Yeah, he's a veggie, isn't he?
He's vegetarian.
Yeah.
Notorious vegetarian. So I says, is that your chicken you've been eating there, Jeremy? He says, no, it's Billy Bragg's. He's just gone for a shit. So, you know, I don't know what Jeremy had been eating, but he's with Billy Bragg. Sure enough, Bragg comes out the gent a couple of seconds later. All right, Treacle.
That's
I'll give it 10 minutes if I were you, Jez. It's what I like to call an overwhelming mandate.
Yes.
So he sits down and he starts chewing on one of the chicken bones. Corbyn says, I've reeled one in, Bill. Do your worst. I'm like, what the fuck's going on
here? I don't know what that means.
So, well, exactly. Billy Bragg says, can I interest you in a pamphlet? It's about the government. It folds out into a poster so you can put it in your window. There's a communist leader word search on the back for if you've got kids and that, you know. Gotcha.
Right.
And I'm like, fucking hell, you know, what's going on here? Day off, apparently.
Yeah.
Still touting communist pamphlets. I'm like, you know, this is too much for me. So I just lied and I said I'd only come in to use the bog.
Right.
And seeing as, you know, Bragg had just come out with a 10-minute warning, I just made me excuses and left.
Right.
And I went off and got a deer kebab somewhere else.
Right. Well, deer kebab, what's that?
Well, it's just like a kebab, but you have it during the day.
Oh, right, here. It's not a different...
You know, like when you're sober. Right.
Okay. Andy, did you get the leaflet, though?
No, no.
Oh, you didn't take it?
No, Jesus, no. I just got it there as quick as I could. ASAP.
Well, that's interesting. Because that's the first time you've seen Corbyn, like, not at work, as it were.
Yeah, at leisure.
At leisure, almost. And he likes a bit of Jack Reacher.
He likes Jack Reacher, and he likes his Nando's.
Yeah, I bet he sees a bit of Jack Reacher in him, really, you know what I mean?
Well, who doesn't? I know I do.
So have we got a Corbyn you want to tell us about?
Well, funnily enough, I didn't have one, but until I got off the train at King's Cross this morning...
Something happened.
And I decided I was going to go and get myself a bacon sandwich, so I just nipped into a calf.
Yeah.
Just next to King's Cross. Who should be sat there? Jeremy Corbyn. Sat there, plate of barbecue spare ribs.
Oh, that's
in
nice.
Front of him.
It's early for
at
that,
like,
though.
At like 10 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, that's...
And he's a vegetarian, apparently.
Oh, right, yeah.
And it wasn't the ribs, it was the ribs, it was just the bones.
Right.
They looked like a dog had sucked the meat off them or something.
Rightio.
So I says, all right there, Jez. They're your bones there, are they? He says, no. Billy Bragg's, he's gone for a shit.
Oh, he's with Billy again.
Yeah, he's with Billy again. So a couple of seconds later, Billy Bragg stomps out of the gents. And he says, you can't take it with you, can you? Hey, know what I mean? To nobody.
I know what he means. Do you?
Yeah. Well, sort of, yeah. Because what he's done.
What he's done.
In there. You kind of take it with you. Yeah. He sits down. He looks across at me. All right, treacle! Says, all right, Bill. And they've got, between the two of them, there's loads of sheets of paper and coloured pencils strewn all across the table. So they're up to something.
Yeah.
They're working on something.
Yeah.
I says, what's this thing you're planning the 2020 election campaign? Corbyn says, no, it's our day off. We're working on a side project today. We've launched a creative agency providing tender ethical solutions in a cruel and feeling world. That's like a bit of a
mouthful.
Corporate slogan, you know,
yeah.
Vision statement. So he's getting a bit agitated at this stage and he has a little toot on a bright red inhaler that he carries around with him.
What, a vape thing, you mean?
No, like an inhaler, like, you know.
What, for asthma? For
asthmatics, right. Yeah. So he's got one of them. So anyway, I says, so what are you working on then? And Bragg says, we're pitching for the John Lewis Christmas advert.
Big one.
Big one, yeah, exactly. You know, start big. And Corbyn says, yes, as a Cuban-style workers' cooperative, John Lewis is exactly the kind of friendly capitalist organisation we're aiming to break into. Says, all right, what's your pitch then? Have you got a storyline for this Christmas advert then? Yes, actually, yes, we do. I will tell it to you now. And Bill says, can I do a bit of it, Jez? No, Bill. No, we've already been through this. You can operate the PowerPoint clicker if you can get your timing right beforehand. Yeah, all right, Jez. I'll keep practicing.
Yeah.
And Corbyn says, okay, here we go. And he's speaking quietly because he doesn't want anybody else in the cafe to hear it, you know.
Of course not.
Because they're off to John Lewis later on to pitch this. Here we go. It's the morning after a nuclear holocaust. A single mother emerges from her impromptu homemade shelter and ventures out into the street. Death and destruction is everywhere. She looks across at the town square and to her amazement, the Christmas tree has remained intact. Suddenly, a sleigh pulls into view. On it is Dead Morris, the Russian version of Father Christmas.
I didn't know about that. I didn't know about that, no.
He approaches the mother and strokes her face before kissing her softly upon the lips. Billy Bragg says, we might do a CGI thing at this point where our eyes turn into cartoon hearts. Corbin says, I don't think the cartoon hearts are a good idea, Bill. So I says, all right, okay, so what happens then? Dead Morris removes his hood and beard to reveal that he's Vladimir Putin.
Right.
Shit. And Bill says, yeah, that's what I said when Jizz came up with it. It's amazing, isn't it? I says, it's something, yeah. Corbin says, I think you'll find it's heartwarming and informative with the slightest of nods towards the vile capitalist fuckfest that is the modern British Christmas.
Angry.
Another little puff on the inhaler then.
Yeah.
So I says, well, what's the soundtrack then? Because the soundtrack's it's always important. Really important on the John Lewis ads, you know what I mean? And Bill says, yeah, I'm singing that. It's a gentle, slowed-down version of Part of the Union by the Strobes. Do you want me to do it for you? I says, well, go on then. He says, I got my guitar. It's at the Menders. But I'll do it a cappella. So he goes there. Oh, you don't get me. I'm part of the union. You don't get me. I'm part of the union. You don't get me. I'm part of the union. Children, J.I.J. Children, J.I.J. Beautiful, isn't it?
Was that the end?
That's him doing the song. That's the song that'll be on the advert. And then Corbin says, right, fuck off. We're going round to John Lewis's head office in half an hour and I need to finish colouring in this bar chart. So I just made me excuses and left.
Yeah.
I didn't have the heart to tell them that John Lewis had already made this year's Christmas advert. You know,
do you know what?
Complete waste of time.
Yeah, well, but it's like they'll gain from the experience. What are they starting an advertising agency?
Looks like it, yeah.
They'll gain from the experience of doing the pitch and everything.
If there was an advertising agency or one of them creative hubs.
Got like a creative hub, yeah. Which you can cycle to, yeah.
Yeah. I've been to the darts.
Oh, right, you are.
At the Ali Pally this week.
Yeah.
And I was sat there in one of the tables near the front, sat next to a bloke dressed as a lobster.
Right.
A big fat bloke dressed as a weeble.
Yeah.
And as a fella dressed as a Rubik's Cube. He couldn't even see his face. It's just all cube. Huge cube, man.
Yeah.
I mean, the effort these people put in, it's incredible, isn't it?
No, I love it. I mean, it's very much part of the experience of watching, isn't it?
So I'm outside having a smoke and the Rubik's Cube and the Weeble come out. One of the squares opens up on the front of the Rubik's Cube, the red one, red square.
Yeah.
Guess who it was?
Oh, fuck off. It was Jeremy Corbyn.
He says,
at the darts.
He says, seen you. Says, all right, yeah. Seen you in there. Think you're one of the ordinary folk, don't you? With your picture of UK strength lager, holding your handwritten sign up for the cameras. What did it say on your sign? It said I kissed the alderman. Do you play darts then yourself? Because I do. Says, yeah, I've got a board in the house. I'm not that good, but you know, I like to go. Well, I am. I'm very, very good. Very good indeed. Because darts is the ordinary man's game, and I am nothing if not in touch with the ordinary man. Ask me my best score. Ask me. Go on. So, what's your best score, Jeremy? 259.
Right.
259. I says, you do know the maximum you can get in darts for three darts is 180, yeah. Right? He goes, 259, ask him. He points at the Weeble. It's with him. And the Weeble fella says, it was down at my house in my plug room. Well, didn't him do it? 259, three darts. Now wind your neck in, pretty boy. And I recognise this Weeble fella.
I thought I recognised the voice. I'm not sure. I'll find out, sorry.
Well, I recognised him facially.
Right.
But I couldn't think where from, so I says, who are you anyway? Corbyn says, don't you know? This is my good friend Andrew Ridgely from Wham.
Ah, from Wham, yeah.
I says, oh, of course, yeah. He says, look, I was in Wham for 4 years, 7 months and 23 days until it finished. I says, I was a bit of a fan. I don't remember your voice sounding like that back then, you know, in the interviews. He says, look, mate, I've done fuck all since 1986. If you've done fuck all since 1986, you'd down like this as well. Okay. So
why does he sound like that?
I just let myself go. Oh. 30 years.
Okay, fair enough, all right.
So when all this is going on, Corbin takes a phone call. Andrew, we must dash. Billy Bragg needs our help. He tried to go for a shit, but he couldn't get the lobster suit off in time. We must hurry. Ridgely goes, oh, for fuck's sake. So they just dashed off, and I went back in and watched Dave Chisnell.
You watched Chizzy Chisnell?
Yeah.
Bloody hell.
First round match, 1-3-2.
So 2-5-9, well, he didn't do it,
he says
he
got 2-5-9 with three darts. That's not possible. You can get 1-5-4 brick in snooker.
Yeah.
Not a 1-4-7. You can get a 1-5-4.
What, with some sort of false shot or something?
Yeah, there's a trick you can do, yeah. But 2-5-9's not possible,
is it? Have you ever got a 1-80 at darts?
Nah.
No, best I've had is a treble 19, a double 19, and a double top. I can't remember where it was, but it's a really
good
score.
What were you doing down the 19s?
I always do the 19s.
You know, you get more for the 20s. Oh, you can't reach the 20.
Well, no, if you're going to... No, you don't... Yeah, you get more for the 20, but if you're more consistently going to hit the 19s, then go for the 19s, I say.
You get laughed out of the pub doing that.
Yeah? Yeah. Who has the last laugh, though? Who leaves with the fucking side of brisket?
Not you.
The victory meat. Yeah, me. Anyway, you were at Glastonbury.
Yeah, I was at Glastonbury. I mean, I only went because Jeremy Corbyn was on, obviously, his big speech, but the rest of it was brilliant. I was right down the front for Corbyn. I had me tight red body stocking on again, but I was wearing a big red arrow on my forehead.
That's nice.
Straight out, pointing forwards to represent the future
that
under Jeremy Corbyn.
That man bears the future.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I hope he'd notice me. Maybe he did, couldn't be sure. Anyway, he came on, he did some stuff about the poor.
Yeah.
Some stuff about how he wants to bring back wooden railway sleepers by 2030.
He likes the poor, doesn't he?
He loves the poor, yeah. And then for a bit of light relief after that, he did War of the Worlds.
Oh,
in its entirety.
It.
None of the whole thing.
Oh, shit, they didn't show that on the telly.
With Jeff Wayne and his rock orchestra.
Yeah.
So that was good. So anyway, afterwards, I was wandering around the festival site. I mean, you know, you've been. Did you actually go into the site, or were you backstage all the time?
No, I was on the site, yeah.
Yeah, I was in among it all. It's got everything. While you wait, MOTs.
Yeah.
Mexican food. Hand jobs.
Everything. Oh, excuse me.
This is... No, it don't. They're just three of the things I experienced when I was at Glastonbury. Anyway, I popped into the finance
tent. So you have a hand job while your car's having an MOT?
No, different things. It's not that small. So I popped into the finance tent for an investment health check with a fella from the HSBC. And I was just heading back to my yurt. Yeah. Do you know what a yurt is?
It's like a conical tent.
Big tent, yeah. I went back there for a nap, and a couple of druids came up to us.
Yeah.
Dressed in brown robes with their hoods over their faces.
I know them, yeah.
And stopped right in front of me, stopped me in my tracks, really. They wouldn't let me past. And one of them says, "Seen you."
Hold on.
Aye. Corbyn.
Hold on. Yeah.
"Seen you down the front there in your body stocking. You are the embodiment of both festival culture and socialism, and I'd like to offer you a job."
Shit.
He's warming to me now.
Shit, yeah.
He usually treats me like shit, doesn't he?
Yeah.
So then, before I had the chance to say anything or reply, he just puts his fingers up to me lips and he says, "Don't speak or I'll fucking fire you."
Okay.
I hadn't even got the job, he's going to fire me already.
Fire you.
So he holds up a steel tape measure and he says, "I'm taking this thing over next year. Going to rebrand it as Jestonbury."
Right.
"I need you to go around and measure up. Meet me back here in 3 hours with all the measurements. You may now speak, but only if you have something sensible to say."
Right.
So I thought, well, what sort of stuff are you going to have on during Jestonbury, Jez? Is it going to be even better than this? Gesturing around to the whole festival. He says, "Of course it will. I'm taking it old school, back to how it used to be when I first came here in 1970. Spooky Tooth will be headlining the pyramid stage, with Gong doing the honours on the other stage. That's it, no other groups. Less dancing, more thinking." So, quite radical.
Yeah.
Compared to what it's like now, because, you know, they have like 20 bands on now.
Yeah.
So I says, "What about on the non-musical entertainment," gesturing at the circus tent that was just to my right. He says, "There'll be a milking stool for people to sit on and an artificial cow with a map of the world across its side. Revelers will be able to simulate the milking of Mother Earth and consider what we're doing to the planet.
As a vegan alternative to that, there'll be a piece of polythene sheeting for the vegans to sit on, facing some trees.
All right.
He was getting agitated. Excited. Yeah.
Passionate, you could
passionate.
Say. Passionate.
Passionate,
you could say.
Oh, and Billy Bragg's in charge of the toilets.
Oh, my God.
This is what you'd expect, isn't it, you know? And the other druid at this point lowers his hood. It's Billy Bragg.
It's Billy Bragg.
Bragg prods me in the chest and he says, have you ever done a shit down an hole, boy? You don't look the type.
Mm.
And I mean, I haven't, to be fair. I've never shot down a hole. Anyway, just then there's this weird noise and this fella on a jetpack comes down out of the sky.
Yeah.
Michael Eavis.
Oh, the actual Michael Eavis.
King.
Yeah.
King of Glastonbury.
Yeah, he's top of it.
Undefeated.
He's top of it.
King of Glastonbury. He says, what's all this about, then, Corbin? My spies tell me you're planning a takeover of my Glastonbury. That's right, Eavis. It's the will of the people. Eavis says, you can't do that. It's my fucking festival, you fucking fucker. Corbin says, no, Eavis, there's no need for any unpleasantness. There'll still be a role for you at my new look, Glastonbury. In its prison. Bragg, seize him.
Whoa.
Billy Bragg pulls out a taser. Tasers Michael Eavis,
yeah.
Drags his limp, twitching body off behind a tent somewhere,
yeah.
And then Corbin just pushes the steel measuring tape into me hand and says, go and get measuring. This stupid festival isn't going to improve itself. And I had to go off and measure Glastonbury.
Right. Well, wow. It's a lot to take in, Andy.
I know.
It's a lot to take in.
I think he's become a little bit more cocky since the election that he lost.
Like he might even consider if he might even consider being honest, you know.
Well, it's something
in the near future, mightn't it?
It's something to hope for, well, isn't it?
How's life in Sunderland for you, Andy? I'm just chit chatting.
I'm all right. You know, I came down on the train this morning.
Yeah.
Had a bit of a nap because I had to be on the train at about 6 this morning to get in because of your needs and demands.
Yeah.
About the time you can come here.
I like to do the podcast around, before 11 o'clock.
Yeah. So I'm having a little snooze on the train and I just woke up, I just felt this kind of thing brushing against my face a little bit.
You'd think a fox,
I don't know what it was. So I woke up and there, staring right into my eyes about a millimetre away from my face.
Yeah.
Seen you.
Oh, fuck, Jack Corbyn.
Jeremy Corbyn, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I know. So he says, seen you there catching some Zeds.
Yeah.
Having 40 winks, were you? Think you're a proper little Rip Van Winkle, don't you? I thought, oh, fuck, now, here we go. All right, Jeremy. All right, yeah. And he says, ask me my best sleep. Go on, ask me my best one. So I said, was it for the entirety of the new Labour government, 1997 to 2010, Jeremy?
Good one, Andrew.
He said, no, you cheeky little shit. I spent that time providing valuable checks and balances to what was an asinine and some would say treacherous administration. Right, OK. So he says, ask me my best sleep. I says, what was your best ever sleep, Jeremy? He says, 9 hours. I says, that's not much, is it? He says, isn't it? I says, no, 9 hours is pretty average. And he says, oh. And he went off and he pretended to get off at Stevenage.
Yeah.
But I saw him get back on again in the next carriage up.
Yeah.
So that was the last I saw of him.
So that's intrigued you, that? So, I mean, because on the first of it, that wasn't worth telling me about, Andrew. But are you thinking he's going to go in the next carriage and bother someone else and see if they're impressed with 9 hours sleep?
I just think he was embarrassed.
Yeah.
And I think he pretended he was going to get off at Stevenage.
Yeah.
So that he wouldn't have to face any further humiliation. Hey, listen, last week I was doing some work on the local council elections. Do you know, because Sunderland's always the first one to announce the results.
They're mad keen, aren't they?
Mad keen on that. So I got involved. I like to volunteer because they need loads of volunteers to make it happen.
Yeah.
So I was driving around the town, picking up ballot boxes from all the various polling stations and taking them back to the sports hall where they do the main count for the results.
Yeah.
And I stopped off at the garage because I was low on petrol, right? So I'm filling up me Nissan Micra. And this black Maserati pulls up.
A Maserati
pulls up at the next pump. And I noticed it out the corner of my eye, but I didn't want to stare because, you know, I didn't want the prick who was driving it to think I was bothered.
Yeah.
You know, like you do. So I hear the sound of the window winding down slowly, and then his voice says, "Seen you."
Oh, Jeremy.
Jeremy Corbyn, isn't it?
Jeremy Corbyn.
"Seen you there in your Datsun."
Still calling Nissan's Datsuns. Well. It's the 1970s or something. He says, "How much petrol are you putting in that thing, laddie? Probably only holds about £19 worth, doesn't it?" I mean, I was putting 15 quid in, but that's beside the point, really. He says, "What's the most amount of petrol you've ever put in one car in one go?" So I said, I don't know, Jeremy, maybe it's about 60 quid for a full tank, when I was running on empty. He says, "Ask me my best one. Go on, ask me my best petrol." I'm like, "All right, Jeremy, what's your best petrol?" £61.
Oh, he's beat
Bosh!
You. He Bang, says, he beat you.
"And what's more, I always get the dial to land exactly on the amount I want first time, without having to stop short and then use small incremental squeezes to reach my target amount."
Get you, Jeremy.
Professional. So he's out of the car by this point and he's waving the petrol pump around in the air. He says, "Give me a number and I'll land the dial right on it." He says, "Right, all right then, £43.99. He says, "Right, watch this then." So he starts filling his car up with petrol, pumping it in there, and he's going, £43.99, £43.99. Here it comes, £43.99. And then he releases his finger from the trigger and he goes, "Bosh, £43.99.
Oh, he did it.
And that's £44 and a penny. So he's going, shit. And he starts pumping more and more petrol into it.
Yeah.
And he's saying, "When it gets to 100, it goes back around to zero. Give me a minute. I can do this. So by this time, the petrol's spilling out all over the forecourt. He's still pumping away. And I just felt like it turned into something I really didn't want to witness.
Yeah.
So I just drove off, basically. But I looked at his Twitter later on and he tweeted, "Just had to call out the AA, put diesel in my petrol tank by mistake again." That's what I like to call a punchline.
Yeah, but you like to call it. That doesn't mean it
doesn't
is one.
Doesn't mean that it is,
doesn't
though.
Doesn't mean it is one.
Doesn't mean it is. So that's what I got up to last week.
I've never seen the Magic Grandad out and about, Jeremy.
Have you not?
Never seen him.
Well, you know.
You're a very lucky lad. Is he tall?
He's slightly taller than you. And he's
Go on, say it, 5'2".
Five and a half.
I'm 5'7½, Andrew.
5'5½, same as Bono.
I'm 5'7½.
Whatever, it's them shoes you wear. I had a really good Saturday a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, I like hearing about good Saturdays.
Good Saturday, scorching hot day, right? And I had loads of washing to do.
Yeah.
Because the World Cup and everything had all been building up. I hadn't been sort of tending to my domestic chores, let's say. So I thought, right, let's plough through it all and I'll get as much wash as I can in one day.
Is it just tracksuits?
No, there's tea towels as well.
All right.
So it was like 4 p.m. and I was just hanging out the sixth load already by 4 p.m. And this fella come along, peered over my fence and he went, "Seen you."
Oh, God.
Corbyn.
Jeremy Corbyn.
"Seen you there, laddie. Trying to attempt a multi-wash. Obviously an amateur. How many are you up to there? 7?
I says, "Well, this is the sixth one, but I didn't start till 10 o'clock this morning." He says, "Ask me my best one. Go on, ask me my best multi-wash." I thought, all right, and what's your best multi-wash, Jeremy?
23.
Wow.
I says, 23 loads of washing in one day. He says, "Yep. I prepared for weeks in advance, saving up my dirty laundry, knocking on neighbours' doors for their smalls, and collecting rags from beggars." So, wow, like you said there, that's dedication. He says, "Shut up! I've got a four-line south-facing rig laid out in a zigzag formation, and I use wooden props because you can't trust aluminium. I preset the washing machine timer the night before, so the first load is done and ready to hang out by the time I get up at 6 a.m. I do everything on a 40-minute economy wash, and I've got a direct line to the Met Office so I can confirm the weather forecast the night before. 16 hours later, bosh! 28 loads, washed, dried, folded."
I says, "There must be a lot of ironing for you to do." He says,
"Only Tories do ironing, laddie."
I says, all right, very good. Well done, Jeremy.
He's done all your
washes. I says, fantastic. He says, "If you need any hints or tips, drop me a line. No pun intended. My email is jeremy.corbyn.esquire.mp.islington.atlabourparty.politics.co.uk. Do you want me to write that down for you?"
I just remember that.
He says, "Good luck. You'll fucking need it, dickhead."
And, ooh.
Yeah. And then off he went. And I only got 8 loads done in the end.
So, Jeremy, he really is the Magic Grandad, isn't he?
He is. 8 loads, though. The Octo Wash.
Octolush. And did you just use economies? I've got a 20-minute on mine.
I don't use the 20-minute. It doesn't come out spun well enough.
I know, but if you're chasing the numbers, you could do a 20-minute, couldn't you? But you're right, it spins at about 600 or 800, doesn't it?
It's not a good spin.
I noticed Jeremy exclaimed Bosch, which is interesting, given that the Bosch is a nice German washing machine, isn't it?
It is. So, do you think that's what he was doing, shouting at a recommendation for a washing
maybe,
machine?
Maybe, like that subconscious advertising, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.